Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top. Oh, yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 73 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff. Sitting alongside next to me is my real-life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, on the show, we have basically only FTC news and a lot of FTC news. We are going retro, and we're going to go hardcore, as in ECW nostalgia. I'm switching up your secret question, by the way.
As in, I don't have one this week?
It's not a question. And you'll find out.
We're not playing truth or dare, are we?
No, but you're giving me a great idea.
Okay, never mind. Move along. Nothing to see here.
And our new segment that actually Scott came up with on the fly last week, Everybody Has a Price. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, and speaking of YouTube, we have uploaded two new videos, which everybody loves, dude. And I'm sitting over here scratching my head like, really?
I'm baffled. They're literally all about the product. And like, we're barely in it except for like maybe some arms and hands. It's confusing, like all of the love for it. But hey, you know what? If you guys love it, we're going to keep putting them out. So we've had two go out in less than a week. So we'll try to keep that trend continuing as much as we can.
And your daughter whispering to you and my finger blocking up the camera at certain points.
it's very professional around here. Very high quality stuff.
We don't even have like a side scroll with our logo or anything, dude.
No, they're straightforward. Like I said, they're 100% just about the product. It has nothing to do with us. It's just the product wanting to show you guys. So, hey, if you keep giving it love, we'll keep putting more out. So I hope you really enjoy those fingers in the way of the lens. me wearing a cutoff shirt, basketball shorts and slippers, doing an unboxing of a ring. Hey, like I said, you guys love it. We're going to keep producing it.
You actually got fancy with a time-lapse video.
Yeah, you know, I wish I could take credit for that. The only thing I can take credit for is the music that was applied to the time lapse. My wife and oldest daughter actually came up with the idea for the time lapse. And I think that's going to be the new template going forward for the not with figures so much, because that doesn't really take a long time. But for like putting a ring together, man, that actually comes out pretty good. I dig that time lapse.
Yeah, that time lapse was pretty cool. You'll have to show me how to do it, dude. I am not technically savvy when it comes to video.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty simple to do. I just had to use an app that I downloaded. And we did like four separate videos, and I used an app and it spliced them all together. And it was pretty cool. I really had fun doing it. It was kind of different. I've never actually put that much effort into making a video before. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. And you keep watching and we'll keep putting them out.
Again, that's YouTube, Twitter, Snapchat, at Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, FullyPosablePodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please give us some of those 5 Starsky loves over on iTunes. That helps us out a lot. You can email us any questions, audio questions, wish lists to FullyPosableWFP@gmail.com. And Scott, we actually got another audio question this week.
I love it. I would love to keep an average of 1 to 2 per week. That would be awesome. So far the last few weeks, we've had 1 per week. It's been great. I want more audio questions, man. I love, like I said last week, being able to put a voice with a face. It's awesome. I dig it. It's more interactive, I feel. It's as opposed to just getting an email. So yeah, keep those audio questions coming, man. We're having fun with them. And I love the one we got this week.
Scott, before we jump into toy spotting stories, we do want to pass this along. The Macho pins from Pollyanna should, or I should say, the Macho Defining Moment pins from Pollyanna should be available in a week or two. So keep following Pollyanna on Twitter at PollyannaDIY, and he will let everyone know when those Macho pins go up for sale.
Spoiler alert, you're going to want one.
Yes. Yes. That's all I can say is yes.
Yes and yes.
Scott, before we get into your toy spotting, because I feel like your toy spotting was more successful than mine, I will kick off my toy spotting this week, and then we'll go into yours. I did no toy spotting this week.
Wow.
But I do have a funny story. So one of my high school friends, she lives down in Southern California, texted me. She says, I'm at a garage sale. There's two tubs of wrestling figures. Are there any that you're looking for? And I say, can you take a picture? So she snaps a picture of both tubs, and there's a lot of basics, some elites in there. And I'm looking through and I'm kind of zooming in, zooming out. And there's not really anything in there, but I noticed that there's a purple Sting jacket.
A purple Sting jacket?
Yes.
Did you find a Galoob?
No.
Oh, that was black. Never mind.
So I was like, that purple Sting jacket looks familiar. And I'm racking my brain. I'm tired from work. So my brain is going like a snail's pace. Well, it actually goes a snail's pace no matter what. But anyways, and I'm like, wait a second. That's a TNA Jax Sting jacket. But where's the Sting? All of a sudden, here comes another picture of another tub. Boom, right there's the Sting. Actually, she called me. We called each other at the same time. And I go, hey, there's a purple jacket in the second picture that you sent. And she looks and she goes, okay. And I said, it goes with a Sting that's in the third picture you sent, that's in the upper part of the picture. And she goes, can you send me a picture of what it's supposed to look like? So sure enough, I sent it to her. And I believe this was a TNA Jax 2-pack that was Sting and Hogan.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Good memory.
And Hogan was bloody in that figure. I said, here's the Sting. I don't know if he has the belt or the bat, but if they do, cool. And I said, how much is he selling them for? She goes, $2 each for each.
Oh,
thing. I'm like, oh, sold. And I said, would you be able to grab that one for me? And she goes, absolutely. And I said, okay. I said, I'll pay you back, blah, blah, blah. Sure enough, here comes a picture a couple minutes later. Full Sting with bat, belt, and jacket.
What? He had the bat and the belt too?
He had the bat and the belt. He also had some arena play sets also going on. But it was funny because she goes, I was literally in the sun, on the ground, searching, getting all dirty, looking for figures. I'm like, Aww. Yes, because Heather listens to the show.
Oh, see, Heather's awesome, dude. She's always been awesome.
Yeah.
She's the kind of person that would do that for you.
Yeah. She's always been one of those high school friends that you don't want to lose contact with. And you know that. You're friends with her, too.
Yeah, she's great, dude. And she's not even your side chick. And she's down in the toy hunt for you and getting dirty and getting sunburnt. That's awesome.
Yeah, none of my side chicks would do that. So
never.
Editor's note. There are no side chicks. As the editor edits the show. So anyway, she did pick up the figure. I told her, I said, next time you're up, I'm taking you to breakfast. Because we always try to meet up with when they come up here. But I said, next time you're up here, I'm paying for breakfast. We're all going out. And she goes, okay, deal. But she ended up saying, she goes, you know what? I don't want to forget this figure next time I come up. So I'm going to just mail it to you, but you still owe me breakfast. I'm like, perfect.
Perfect. So there weren't any LODs in there, were there?
None.
Damn. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to try to, I don't have my phone next to me, so I'm going to try to rack my brain. There's some Damian Sandals. I believe there was a Titus O'Neil basic. There was quite a few basics as I looked through. There was actually a Rhino Jax figure in there.
Okay.
I can't remember what other figures were in there. Nothing. It was mainly basics. So, okay. But when I saw that Sting jacket, I was like, whoa, hold on.
Dude, that's awesome. And a complete Sting too. What a good find for $2, man. That is some good toy spotting.
I know, right?
Nice job, Heather. Way to bring it.
Seriously. So anyways, that was the extent of my toy spotting because work has just been absolutely insane. And anytime I have dumb down time, I'm utilizing it. So I apologize if I'm not getting back to people on Twitter quickly. And if I miss tweets, I have just been swamped at work. So
it gets crazy.
Understatement. Scott, how was your toy spotting?
You know, it was pretty good. Me personally, it was awful. I didn't do any toys. No, I take that back. I checked our Walmart again and they had nothing. But the wife took the kids to the mall yesterday. Our Target is located inside of our mall or attached to the mall. So Shannon took the kids to the mall. And she sent me a note and said, hey, are there any figures you're looking for? Because she was going to go to Target. And I'm like, yes. And so I shot her the DPIC. I sent her those codes that have been making their rounds around Twitter. And it's funny because Matthew Goldberg had just tweeted it out from his WWE TNA Figs account. And so I copied the picture and sent it over to Shan on her Twitter. And I said, hey, when you go to Target, if you don't see the NXT figures and or ring out on the shelves, hit up an employee and give them these numbers and have them look them up. Well, lo and behold, Shannon and the kids go to Target, and Shannon finds Laura and Geraldo or Geraldo. I'm not sure if the G is silent. She found those two employees, gave them the numbers, and they went into the back and brought out a fresh case of Elites of the NXT and a fresh case of Rings. So Shan's like, which ones do you want? And I'm like, well, look, Peyton needs a ring and she loves Finn Balor. So get the ring and we'll open that up for Peyton. I said, of course, Peyton has to get Bayley. So get her the Bayley. And I really, really want that Seth. And she's like, okay, cool. And I'm like, I'd love to have them all, but we just can't swing it right now financially. So it's fine. Just get me the Seth, get Peyton a Bayley, get the ring, and we're good to go. Dude, she sends me a picture of the kids, and I posted it to Twitter. It got so much love. It was awesome. Both kids holding the ring, and Shannon bought me all four of the Elites.
Damn, dude.
Yes, it was awesome. Unfortunately, Target did not have any of the NXT basics. They're still waiting on that shipment, but knocked out all four NXT Elites, knocked out the ring. She got home, put them all on the couch for me. I got home and just stood in awe of the figures. I will say, the Austin Aries is hands down my least favorite of the set.
Why is that?
I'm not a big fan of the face sculpt on it, and I wasn't a fan of the Austin Aries basic either. Something about it is just off to me. I'm just not a big fan of the Austin Aries. I'm really happy I got the figure. It's the only Austin figure I have. But it just doesn't do a lot for me. That said, the other three, the Seth, the No Way Jose, and the Bayley are perfect. And I mean perfect. That No Way Jose is, dude, when you get it, just take a minute and look at how good that face scan is. It is perfect.
They nailed it, huh?
It might be my favorite figure out of that set of four.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, nothing, of course, I don't have much love for No Way Jose. He's entertaining, but he's not like my favorite wrestler by any stretch.
Right.
But I think that is my, based on an actual figure likeness, that one I think is the best out of the four, followed closely by Seth and Bayley, and then finally Austin Aries, which is definitely my least favorite.
Does Bayley have the screaming face like she did on her TRU exclusive?
It's almost a mirror image of it.
I don't like that face.
But it's, I think it's really good. I'm actually looking at it. It is a good figure. I really, really like the outfit because it is a true NXT throwback Bayley. I really dig it. It comes with the red inflatable blow-up guys, whatever they're called. It does come with the red ones. The other ones come with the basics. So I've got to score those as soon as Target gets them in. But yeah, talk about a successful toy spotting. That was definitely one of my wife and kids' best toy spottings ever. I wish I could have been there. But hey, the wife and kids bringing them home is a great second best.
Yeah, that Seth just looks so awesome, man.
It really is. They did a good job. They really captured that Seth from FCW / NXT. It's perfect. It's really, really good. It comes with the belt. The trunks are spot on. They've got the blonde in the hair. The facial expression is awesome. It's just all around a really, really, really good Seth. Any fan of Seth Rollins, be on the hunt for this figure. You're going to love it.
Nice, dude. I'm glad you were able to score those.
Yeah, it was awesome. Got home, checked them out. I already hung up Peyton's Bayley. I've got to hang up my three, the Austin Aries, the Seth Rollins, and the No Way Jose this weekend. Those are going up on the wall. And we unboxed the ring and the Finn figure. So check out our Twitter for the link to YouTube, or just go to our YouTube channel if you subscribe, and the unboxing video is up. There's a lot of detail that you get to see on the Finn figure. For being a basic, it's one awesome figure.
Now, here's the ultimate question. Now, if you were to meet Seth Rollins and you were going to get that figure signed, what color paint pen?
Man, that is an excellent question. I'd want to go with something bright, like maybe a pink or something. You need something to offset the colors that are on the packaging, which you're talking yellows, blacks, and whites. So I'm thinking like a bright green, maybe, because the gear on Seth is yellow as well. So I'm thinking like a bright green or a bright pink would really make that thing pop. I think yellow would just blend in too much.
Would that be the figure you got signed if you met Seth?
No, I would actually get... Well, first choice would be the Money in the Bank. If I had a second choice, it would be that one, the NXT one. And now that I'm thinking about it, I would probably do purple on that Seth NXT, a bright purple.
Oh, good call on that one. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I think that one would really pop, just because a lot of the other colors are really going to blend in, like the white pen, a black or a yellow. Those are really just going to, even a silver, I think, is going to blend in too much. But like a purple or a green or a pink, maybe even an orange.
So did Peyton open up the Bailey?
No, surprisingly enough, she wants to meet Bailey and get it hand signed.
Mark.
Wait, was that to me or Peyton?
Both.
You need a second button that's plural. Marks.
Hold on, let me record my voice saying Marks. Hold on.
Yeah, she hung the figure up on the wall. I was totally shocked. I was prepared to come home and see the figure ripped open and Peyton playing with it. But she's got a Toys R Us exclusive open. She's got another one on the wall. She's got the Bailey Basic open. And now she has the basic or the Bailey Elite NXT up on the wall. So she's got two packaged that she wants to get signed when she meets Bailey. So she's all prepared.
Now, looking at the Austin Aries, it looks like the same face from his basic, correct?
I don't have the basic, so I can't set them side by side and compare. I would say the Elite NXT is actually a little bit worse. Just going off of my recollection of seeing the figure or seeing the figure's face in pictures, I think the Elite might be a little bit worse. It's not awesome. It could be better.
So I haven't seen the basic or the Elite. And now judging by pictures, and see if this sounds right to you, but basing off pictures, his face looks wide and bloated.
Yeah, that's a good description, more of the basic. This one, the Elite NXT one, I don't know. It looks sad. I'm trying to find a good word. Like, it's just not a good face sculpt of Aries, which is disappointing because Jax did such a good job on their figure of Austin Aries that uh-huh. they had in their TNA Impact line.
Uh-huh.
It's disappointing to see Jax just really totally hit a home run with Austin Aries. And then Mattel, 4 or 5 years later, however long it's been, releases this. And it's so subpar compared to the Jax one. It's kind of shocking, actually, but I'm just not a huge fan of the face sculpt. But it's one of those where you want the whole set. And being such a huge NXT mark that I am, feel free to hit the button if you have to.
Mark.
There you go. Being such a huge NXT fan, I wanted the whole set of those. And to be perfectly honest, I'll probably buy the entire set of the basics as well when I see them. So it's one of those, I want the whole set. So I took the Aries as well. Or I should say, Shannon chose to get me the Aries as well, and I'm not complaining about it.
Nice.
Just happy to have the set, yeah.
Nice. One thing I'm noticing is that they're taking the faces from the basics and putting them on the elites, a la Gable.
Yes.
From the battle pack, I should say.
Yeah.
And then it looks like for the TNF elites that are coming out, looks like they put that same face on it.
Yeah, maybe tweaked it a little bit, but yeah, for the most part, it's the same face.
Right, right. And I wish they wouldn't have, because that face scan is no bueno, dude.
Well, you know, that's kind of the catch. If you're going to take the basic head and stick it on the elite body, you better make sure that that basic head is a home run. In the case of Nia Jax, when they make an elite Nia Jax, if they ever do, that is absolutely 100% a basic head that you can put on an elite body and boom, home run.
Absolutely.
Austin Aries, not so much. I had higher hopes for his elite, and unfortunately they kind of bombed on it. I mean, I'm just not a fan of the figure. That's my personal opinion. Other people that love the figure, that's awesome. It's just not my cup of tea. But overall, if I had to give the Elite NXT a grade out of 10, I'm going 8.5. Even with Austin Aries, that No Way Jose is, dude, that is up, I think, maybe up there for figure of the year. It is that good.
We're going to have a lot of figures to break down at the end of this year, dude, because when we have our year-end awards, oh, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of them, but No Way Jose has to make that list. It's an amazing figure, and you'll see it when you get it. And anybody out there that is listening that has the No Way Jose, you know what I'm talking about. That figure is awesome. I did want to report, I do have some sad news. We're kind of tying up some loose ends on this episode, Pollyanna, Macho Man Pin being one of them. San Diego Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
We were unable to get tickets to this year's show. I should say the four of us that were thinking of going were unable to get tickets for the four of us to go.
Right.
The contact that we had wasn't able to get the amount of tickets that I thought he was going to be able to, nor was he able to get the days that we needed. So basically we were left with Sunday as the option.
Right.
And by Sunday, all of the news has broken. All of the exclusives are pretty much gone. And you're on the tail end of the con and everybody's wiped out. And it just seems like it would be, I don't know, not necessarily disappointing, but not the same as if you were there on like Friday and Saturday. So no harm done. Hopefully next year, you know, we'll have a better chance of doing it. I'm going to see if our contact can help us out again next year. Hopefully we'll have better luck. But this year was just a big, big strikeout. We did have the option to go Thursday, but that didn't work out with work schedule or whatever. And again, they don't have the reveals out on Thursday. Your home run days really are Friday and Saturday with this thing. So unfortunately, the Fully Posable podcast will not be invading San Diego Comic-Con this year, but we'll definitely be on top of the news. We'll be sharing it with you guys as you're seeing it. We're going to be spreading it too. So just kind of brokenhearted that we can't come through for the listeners, and that kind of sucks.
Maybe I need to dress up as Ryu and go find a Ken for his and beat him up for his ticket.
Yeah, maybe. And then I'll dress up as E Honda.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll 100 hands slap somebody.
Yeah.
And take their ticket.
And then I'll go kiss some chick that's Chun-Li and be like, you're my new side chick.
Wow. But is she going to go toy hunting and lay in the dirt and look for wrestling figures for you?
No, because Heather's not a side chick.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Never mind. We better stop talking about side chicks, dude.
Yeah. God, we need to hit up that news. What do you say?
Let's talk about it.
You didn't know?
Scott, before we get into the ginormous FTC news this week, I did receive my Staromba figures. I did post it to YouTube. You can see us unboxing it right as we got it. So here's my review of these. These things are tiny, dude. Like, they could ride micro machines. They're that small.
That small? But they come in three scales, right?
So the small scale, the Alexa Bliss, was $9.99, which if someone went and got the $9.99 smaller scale one for $10, okay, I can kind of see someone purchasing that. But then for the $29 medium scale ones, where I got the Kevin Owens and the AJ Styles, no, that's not good. If they were like $9 and $13, okay, I can kind of go with that. But $9 and $29 for the medium scale, no.
So the medium scale is, in relation to a Mattel figure, bigger or smaller?
Much smaller. On our unboxing video, if you actually watch to the end, because I think our videos are, you know, I think other people have better videos.
Yeah, in terms of wrestling figures, our videos would be the basic series.
Ours would be the bone crunching action.
Ours would be the Jax line that came out in Japan.
Ours would be the vibrating figures.
Oh, come on, dude. They're not that bad.
Oh.
Come on now. Hey. And plus, we're not supposed to speak about those.
Oh, I know. It would be the Rick Rude LJN.
We're not supposed to talk about that either.
Not that one either?
Remember, if it hit our Who Booked This Crap, we're not allowed to touch it anymore.
We haven't done one of those in a while.
Yeah, we haven't. We're marks for wrestling figures. That's why.
Mark.
Thank you.
We have so many end segments that I've lost track of which ones we have, like, and then also which music goes to which one.
Yeah, we should just have like a listener vote, like on our Twitter, just put up four of them.
Right.
And be like, which one do you guys want this week? And then we'll just do that.
Right. But on the video where it's the 3D Starambas, you can see it compared next to a Kevin Owens Elite.
Yes.
So these things are 3D. Here's the thing, is the faces look blurry. Like, my camera could not focus, but I don't know if it was my camera that was blurry or if the faces that were blurry, you know?
Right, it's like trying to take a picture of Bigfoot.
Right. I think there's just an out-of-focus monster roaming around out there.
Exactly. Yeah, those are just blurry figures.
Yeah. So here's the good of them, though. I will say this. I like the detail that's on them. I like Alexis's hair. I like the pose she's in. I like the outfit. The AJ with the jacket and him doing the P1 with the gloves, I like that. I actually really do like that. But for the AJ and Kevin medium scale, it's not worth $29.
Yeah. Looking at the video, dude, I would actually go with the smaller scale ones. I would get a couple of those. I'm not as impressed as with the actual figures as I was with the figures in the video, or I should say statues. I think that as it is in most advertising, the product in the video does not look as good as the product that was shipped to you. I do like the packaging, specifically the Alexa figure. I thought the smaller scale boxes, those are actually pretty cool. But yeah, the finished product just does not match up to what they showed in that video, in my opinion.
Right. Now, again, if somebody wanted to get that $10 smaller scale, I can kind of see that. Like, I can see somebody dropping down $10 for it.
Yeah.
But the medium scale being $29,
And how much was the larger scale?
$109.
Oh, geez. No.
Anyways, you can watch the video on YouTube on our Fully Posable YouTube account. Scott, we have no Mattel news. The Staromba figures were basically our WWE news.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we have some Mattel rumors, but until we have those substantiated, we're not going to really go into them too much. We'd rather wait until we have something concrete. So until that happens, no Mattel news.
Yeah, Mattel is actually, they've, between reveals and figures being released and all the stuff they've been doing the past few weeks, they deserved a week off.
Yeah, I mean, we're a month and a half away from Comic-Con. So it's the calm before the storm. You know, we're all going to be fanboying out here in about a month and a half when Comic-Con hits. So let's all just kind of be patient and hopefully FTC can fill that gap.
So what do you say we hit that up?
Yeah, let's talk about some FTC news this week. We got some updates from Chris on the FTC line, and it's going to be a big summer for FTC. And here's the news. Rising Stars Series 2 will arrive, including Joey Ryan. That's the modern version that we've been seeing a ton of pics of this week. Cliff Compton, Tama Tonga, and he'll be in his face paint. And Kenny Omega, the cleaner version, and he's going to be in his black trunks. Out of this set, Omega, Joey, and Tama will all have variants, but those will come at a later date. They are Joey in his Hollywood gimmick, Tama with no face paint, and Omega in long tights. Preview images for the Rising Stars are going to get scattered over the next week. Actual pre-orders will hopefully be up in the next week or so, possibly by the time this show drops on Sunday. And there is your FTC news for the week. Jeff, what did you think about the Joey Ryan figure?
Loved it. I actually really do like it. By the way, for the Joey Ryan figure, is there any way I can get a back that looks like that? Like, I work out all the time, dude, and I'm trying to get that back that is like on what's Joey Ryan's figure, dude.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself. Baby got back.
Oh, I see what you did there. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, that back on him is absolutely jacked. And I'm like, holy crap, you know, when they turned the figure around in the picture.
He must work out.
I do like it. I want to see the Hollywood one variant, though.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
So the editor says she's going to pick up the Series 2 Joey Ryan, and she wants to get it signed by Joey.
Absolutely.
And so I may pick up the Hollywood figure. So we may have two Joey Ryan figures going on over here, FTC Joey Ryan.
Yeah, hey, there's nothing wrong with that, dude.
No, not
absolutely
at all.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing at all wrong with that. What was your overall opinion of the Tama Tonga?
Oh, dude, I've said it before and I'll say it again. That figure is amazing. That is an absolute home run and definitely my favorite out of all four that are going to be in Rising Stars 2.
That's one of the things that I'm noticing is I see, and we've talked about this from the beginning, a lot of people bash FTC. Okay. You know, that's water's wet, sky's blue, let's move on. But one thing people are doing is like, they're looking at the figures and they're like, oh, this figure sucks. And it's like, okay, but did you see the Tama Tonga? Did you see how good that is? Like, why don't you talk about that figure, about how good it is? It's like the power of positivity, you know? Okay.
Yeah, right. Silver lining, dude.
Yeah, if you don't like this figure, okay, that's fine, you know? Voice your opinion, that's fine. But okay, did you see the Tama Tonga, how good that figure is?
Right. It was like with Series 1 ROH.
Right.
You know, you were like, I don't really care for the Mark Briscoe, but man, the Steen and the Jay and the Jay Lethal, those are awesome.
Right, right. I'm just kind of sitting there, okay, did you see the Delirious? Did you see the Bobby Fish? Okay, why won't you comment on those figures about, in my opinion, those are excellent figures. So Scott, between ROH Series 2 and Rising Star Series 2, which ones do you have your eye on of grabbing?
Honestly, all four of the ROH Series 2 guys I want. Especially that Delirious, which the pics that they've released, oh my gosh, that Delirious is really, really, really good. I like that figure a lot. So ROH Series 2, pretty much all around is a home run for me. You got Adam Cole, you've got O'Reilly, you've got Bobby Fish, and you've got that amazing Delirious figure. Those are all home run figures to me, especially the Delirious and the Bobby Fish. Out of Rising Star Series 2, man, you know, I'm not a big Cliff Compton guy, so I'm going to pass on his figure. And to be honest, I don't really know a whole lot about Tama Tonga either, but I think I'm going to get that figure just because it looks so good. So off the bat, Joey Ryan for sure. Tama Tonga is a strong, strong maybe. And Kenny Omega is a definite purchase as well.
Scott, if you watch New Japan, you would know about Tama Tonga.
I know. I mean, it's not like I've never seen a match of his, but I can't say I'm overly... I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I know all about the guy. I don't. He has a cool look. And the figure, for me, that's enough to go off of. So that is a maybe, a strong maybe. But Joey Ryan, definite. Kenny Omega, definite. The entire ROH Series 2, definite.
I feel bad, dude, because the whole ROH Series 2 is full of guys that are either retired or have left ROH. But that's the business that you're in. I mean, that stuff happens.
Yeah, it totally does. And with as long as they've gone between ROH Series 1, which was like April or May of last year, to now with ROH Series 2 being in June a year later, that's you just take that chance. You know, Adam Cole gone, O'Reilly and Fish pretty much gone, Delirious is retired. So yeah, you just run that risk when you go so far in between them. But that is changing moving forward. We're not going to be waiting until June of 2018 for ROH Series 3. So yeah, it's going to be better moving forward. We're going to have a lot more FTC to be talking about the remainder of 2017.
Yep. Scott, we are no longer doing Jax.
Yeah, look at us graduating again.
I don't remember when our first episode was. It feels like it was episode 20 that we started talking about Jax, and we're now 50 episodes later.
Yeah, it was somewhere around there because we had, what, like five LJNs, maybe five? And then like six or seven Hasbros?
Well, we also did a couple episodes on Galoob. We also did a couple episodes on Remco.
Yes.
And then I think...
That's right. So yeah, it was around 20.
Yeah, and... We started off with the Deluxe Aggression, but then after Deluxe Aggression Series 8, you started mentioning 9 John Cenas. We've mentioned this before on other shows.
Yeah.
But anyways, we are no longer doing Jax, dude. I'm kind of sad.
I am too. Not as sad as when we finished up with Hasbro and LJN. That was actually like a very memorable, sad day for me. But I think people are going to enjoy what we're going into next. And I say we don't tell them until the segment starts.
Well, I kind of mentioned it at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, you did. Never mind. You spoil everything. This is why we can't have nice things.
Spoiler alert. So, Scott.
Yeah, see?
It's time to go hardcore. It's time to go old school. Let's hit up old San Francisco toy makers. Not WCW, but ECW.
ECW.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to play.
Scott, this nostalgia segment is for old San Francisco toy makers. Again, not WCW. But ECW, and I kind of give a little bit of a backstory. Old San Francisco Toy Makers was originally making WCW figures back in about 95, 96, 97.
Yes.
Before they lost the license to Toy Biz. So WCW Galoobs are like the greatest WCW figures ever.
Hands down, yes.
Yes. Old San Francisco Toy Makers lost the license to Toy Biz, and a couple years later struck a deal with ECW, which brought great excitement to all of us. This was back in 1999. We started rejoicing we were getting ECW figures. A lot of questions started coming up. Are we going to be able to find them at retail? Or is it going to be internet exclusives? What's the deal? We found out that we were going to be able to find them at Toys R Us, KB Toys.
Target carried them too.
Then they hit the shelves. The series one that we're about to go into hit the shelves. Scott, who was in that series? And after you get done announcing the names, what was your opinion of these ECW figures?
Do you want me to announce the five first? Or do you want to go into opinions on them first?
I want you to announce the five first.
Okay, got it. And then we'll go into opinions.
Yes.
ECW Series 1 from Old San Francisco Toy Makers consisted of Chris Candido, and he came with a trash can lid. RVD, Rob Van Dam, Mr. Monday Night, came with a kendo stick. Shane Douglas came with a chair. Justin Credible came with the trash can. And Sabu also came with a trash can. And that is your ECW Series 1.
When you said ECW, you totally went New York on us, dude.
Really?
Yeah, y'all. ECW. I can't do a New York accent, dude. So, but you did it perfectly.
Oh, well, thank you. That was completely unintended, but... Yay.
Have you been watching too many Yankee games lately?
Yeah, actually, I was watching Yankees and Red Sox right before coming on to do the podcast with you. So, yeah, maybe that was it.
So, Scott, ECW figures, what did you think?
Like you mentioned when we were leading off this segment, there was a lot of excitement to finally getting ECW figures. As you remember, the first ECW pay-per-view aired in March of 97, and it took us 2 years after that initial pay-per-view event to finally get action figures of these guys. A lot of excitement, a lot of anticipation. Who's going to be in Series 1? Are we going to be able to, like you mentioned, find them at Toys R Us? You know, are we going to have to go search on the East Coast? Are these going to be catalog only? Like, how are we going to get these things? Well, luckily, OSFTM was able to get them out retail. Pretty much you could find them anywhere. And I was super excited. I was on the hunt for these things, along with the Jax WWF line, which I was a huge collector of, as we know, we've talked about. Always hunting down the ECW figures as well. And when I finally found Series 1, obviously, I think like most everybody else, RVD was the guy you were looking for.
Right.
He was packaged with the ECW heavyweight title. He was the big name on the brand. Everybody wanted RVD. The second ones that I wanted were the Dudleys. And spoiler alert, they didn't come out until Series 2, so I had to wait a bit for those. But dude, when I finally found the ECW figures, there was a lot of excitement. I remember I found them at Toys R Us in Stockton. That's where I landed the initial five. I obviously bought all five. I was so excited, got them home, cracked those bad boys open. I never kept any of them in the package. I opened up all of them. They made great display pieces. Were they the best wrestling figures that were out there? No, definitely not. I mean, they had their faults. Each guy had his own little gimmick, a little lever on the back where it like threw his arms up and down. But aside from like the little complaints you might have about him, look, you had ECW figures and it was awesome. The Shane was cool. The RVD was awesome. The Sabu was great. The Candido was cool. The Just Incredible was cool. It was great to have ECW figures. Again, they weren't perfect, but you know, OSFTM has always been that little company that tried. And it was like, hey, good job, guys. You put out some wrestling figures of guys we actually want. Nice job. Here's some knuckles. You know, bam, give them a little pound. I was just super excited to have ECW figures. I don't have anything bad to say about this line at all. I really like them. They're not perfect, but I love them for that.
Right. And it's funny, too, because you called me and you're like, dude, I found the ECW figures. I immediately jumped up because I think I was playing like Madden football or something.
Or Tecmo Bowl, one or the other.
And no, not that far back.
Not Super Tecmo Bowl for the Super Nintendo?
No, I was playing PlayStation at this time.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I was playing maybe it was a Simpsons taxi game or something like that.
I remember that.
But anyways, you're like, dude, I found him at in Stockton. You found him at Toys R Us, right?
Correct, yes.
And I literally jumped up, got in my car, and drove straight over to Hayward. Couldn't find him there. I stopped off at KB Toys at Southland Mall. Couldn't find them there. I ended up finding them Kmart, and boom, there they sat. They didn't have the complete series. They didn't have Shane. They didn't have, I want to say they didn't have Candido, but they had one RVD left. Grabbed it quick. As you said, they weren't the greatest of figures, but I had a grin from ear to ear, dude. Just couldn't believe I had ECW figures. I grabbed RVD and I want to say Candido, and that was it. The first series, I wasn't working at the time, so I didn't have much cash on me.
You had to be selective.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed those and just happy as can be. Obviously, Jax was reigning supreme at that time, but these were awesome. You had ECW figures. In my opinion, they were late to the game. And I think ECW made that last minute push where they got the video game. They got the wrestling figures. If they would have done that in 97, they would have hit gold.
Could you imagine if they had actually come out in 97, the names that we would have gotten? We would have actually had Eliminators figures.
Yes, absolutely.
What could have been if OSFTM had dropped WCW earlier or vice versa, and they were able to hitch onto that ECW license and carry them from 97 until the line finally died out in like 2000 or 2001, the names we would have gotten. We would have had both New Jack and Mustafa Saeed.
Yep.
We would have had both gangsters. Yep. We would have definitely had both Eliminators.
Yep.
Probably would have had Terry Funk.
Yep.
Ugh. It would have been so great.
But as I said, ECW tried making that last minute push where they got the video game, they got the wrestling figures. Their merch was being pushed up one way and down the other, but it was just too little too late.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're right. It was. And the one regret that I have with the ECW line, besides no Eliminators, and no Gangsters Tupac, no Joey Styles. But I bet you he's one of those that if they did have the line in 97 and carried it all the way through to like 2000, 2001, Joey Styles definitely would have been in that line.
Absolutely.
So would have Paul E.
Did you ever find the ring?
I saw the ring. I never purchased the ring, which is weird because I'll normally buy a ring for all of the figure assortments that come out. But ECW is one of the rare ones where I didn't have the ring.
The ring was pretty bad.
It wasn't great. And I want to say it was packaged with like an RVD and Sabu or something like that.
You are correct.
Yeah. And I saw it and I passed on it every time I saw it. And I wish I had bought it because now it's like $150 to $200 to get that thing.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've looked at several sites and they're up around there. You might be able to find it cheaper. You might luck out somewhere on like eBay or something. But the sites that I've seen it on that actually host, they sell other ECW figures along with that ring. They're charging like, I want to say it's like $175 for that ring. Yeah, it's pretty expensive. But like I said, you might be able to luck out and find it for cheap on eBay. You know, if somebody's sleeping on an ECW ring deal and you scoop one up, you might hit something like that. But yeah, it's not super cheap to get your hands on it.
$150 for it? $200?
Well, boxed. And it comes with the two figures. It just because it wasn't in like a lot of, it wasn't in a huge supply out there. I saw it, but it wasn't one of those things where they constantly replenish stock. I saw it because nobody was buying it. And then eventually it clearanced out and disappeared off the shelves. And now you can fetch pretty good money for it.
A lot of these ECW figures, and as we go down the line, a lot of these ECW figures also were getting red penned over at KB Toys.
Right. But much like with the WCW Toy Biz figures, when those started to dry up at that last series, those are more valuable. Same with the ECW figures. Those later series ones, especially mint on card, you can pay upwards of like $30-$40 for them, depending on the wrestler.
Were you checking eBay today for something?
I might have been. Because everybody's got a price, you know?
Hey, I see what you did there. That's linking to our last segment.
Yes, it is. Nice little segue for you.
So, Scott, your secret question is getting changed this week.
Good.
So let's hit up the segment that is normally your secret question. Scott, I'm playing Booker this week.
Booker T? You doing spinneroonies?
I'm not doing spinneroonies. I'm not holding my pinky up in the air, no.
Taking a mugshot?
Remember when we took that to WrestleMania 19?
Oh, it's one of my best WrestleMania memories. Next to the ice cream man falling down the stairs because we were yelling what at him?
Oh my God.
That's not our fault. He shouldn't have been yelling ice cream.
That was rude of us.
No, it wasn't.
Anywho, I'm playing Booker this week and I'm trying to set up my matches. I'm giving you 8 minutes plus this introduction. You get to rant anything about WWE right now or wrestling without me hitting the mark button.
Oh, so wait, we're taking a break from action figures?
You can go, man.
First, let me say, I respect you, Booker man.
You can rant about anything.
Wow.
This isn't a gimmick off of rant. I'm just giving you 8 minutes. This is a mark button free zone right now to say anything.
Okay, so let me start off by saying I was in last place in our league. Take a wild guess what place I'm in now.
Second, right?
First.
Oh, you made it up to first?
I was literally in dead last place like a month ago. And it was so bad that the person in next to last place was talking smack about me. The funniest part is the team that was above me at that time is a husband and wife that just had a kid. And they don't really watch wrestling that much. And they're part of a 3-person team with a female that does tattoos for a living, and she doesn't watch wrestling at all.
And they were ahead of you?
They were ahead of me in points. So the husband goes onto our text message thread and says, wow, I bet the person in last place must really feel bad because we really have no idea what we're doing. That was the fire that was lit under my backside that was like, dude, you need to get it in gear and start winning. Dude, I'm in first place now.
By the way, I'm the referee. You got 6 minutes.
Oh, that counted?
Dude, this is going, dude.
Oh, dude. Okay. So let's see. Wow. With the state of wrestling, SmackDown tag teams, I want to see more Breezango. They are super entertaining. I am digging all of their forensic files or fashion files. Just, they probably are the most entertaining thing on SmackDown next to Kevin Owens and Shinsuke Nakamura.
I was on the fence about the fashion files until this last week with Big E. Or excuse me, with the New Day.
Big E, if that is your real initial.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, dude. That was just gold. I loved it. I was cracking up through the entire segment. Fantastic. I love that when they walked into the shot, New Day that is, they were commenting on how they were all of a sudden black and white. Black and white.
Yes.
Oh, dude. Amazing. Just so good. Just cracks me up. I love Breezango on SmackDown. I want to see more of that every week. Loved the KO and Shinsuke match. I want to say that I absolutely loathe Baron Corbin. And I'm hearing that he's the favorite to win the Money of the Bank. And that just, it chaps my ass, dude. It makes me so mad that he might hold that money. I hate Baron Corbin.
Really?
I hate him, dude. Hate Baron Corbin.
Who do you hate more, Chris Masters or Baron Corbin?
It's close. It's really, really close. I'm going to say Chris Masters. That's been a long-standing grudge slash hatred of Chris Masters. Baron Corbin is quickly climbing the charts. You know what it is? Cartman jokes aren't funny anymore. Cartman jokes were barely funny in 1999. And I know I've talked about this on Twitter. Stop with the Cartman jokes. I'm thinking Vince maybe just watched an episode of South Park and he was like, oh, the kids will love this joke. No, Vince, 20 years ago, maybe we would have loved a South Park joke on TV. In fact, there was a tag team that was wearing South Park shirts on your program 20 years ago. And you're making Baron Corbin rip Cartman jokes 20 something years later? Knock it off. It's not funny. And he calls Kevin Owens a marshmallow. That's not funny, dude. Fat jokes are stupid. They're not funny. Stop it.
Agreed.
Yeah. So Corbin can go to hell. I'm sick of him. I really don't want him to win the Money in the Bank, mostly because I don't have him on my roster. If I did, I'd be like, go Baron Corbin. I have Shinsuke in that match, and he's my only guy in it. So I'm really pulling for Shinsuke and Money in the Bank. Moving over to Raw, LOL, Roman wins. That's pretty much the staple every week now, is Roman Reigns is demolishing everyone. And I'm okay with it. I actually kind of dig where his character's going right now. I also have him on my roster. There's some vested interest there. I'm digging Roman Reigns. Not ashamed to say it. The women's division. Let me say, Sunday's match against Alexa Bayley, you could not have made Bayley look worse in that. I am so upset with WWE's handling of Bayley right now. She represented the company as your women's champion for the Raw brand at WrestleMania and defeated three other extremely talented women in the women's main event to being 2 months down the road looking like a complete wuss against Alexa Bliss because she wouldn't hit her with a stick. That is embarrassing. And I'm not saying this because my daughter is a huge Bayley fan. I'm saying that's bad booking. Look, people are already starting to boo Bayley. I hear it. Right? Everybody hears it. They're starting to boo her. By booking her the way that they are, infuriates me because you're only going to make people boo her worse. Now she looks weak. Not to mention she also looks stupid because she had numerous opportunities to get the stick in previous weeks. She finally gets it at the pay-per-view, can wallop the crap out of Alexa, and doesn't do it. So now she's weak and stupid. This is your women's champion as of 2 months ago at WrestleMania that dominated three of the top women on the brand. It's baffling to me the way they're booking Bayley right now, and it makes me furious. Nothing against Alexa. She's doing her thing. Good for her. But they can handle Bayley differently. Now, on the flip side of that coin, I'm really hoping Sasha Banks gets pushed into the main event against Alexa because I've got Sasha on my roster. See, it always goes back to fantasy wrestling, right?
Of course.
Who's on my roster? Who can I maximize with? Hoping Sasha comes around and gets a shot at the women's title. I get points for that. I really, really want Roman to get a shot at somebody's title over the next few months. I get points for that. So where am I at time-wise?
You got a minute and a half, then we got to go home.
Okay, so I'm getting my let's think about hitting a finish and wrapping it up.
A couple spots and then hitting your finish and we got to go home.
Got it. So I'm excited about the women's Money in the Bank as well. I'm excited. It's the first time that they've done it ever. I'm really hoping. Sam Roberts talked about James Ellsworth possibly winning that as kind of a hey, cool, look at what we did. This is going to be funny. He mentioned that they might do that. I'm really hoping that they don't go with something like that because this is the first Women's Money in the Bank match. I want to see a definitive winner. I don't want them to do something stupid like bring James Ellsworth in, grab the briefcase, and all of a sudden you've got a Santina angle all over again. I don't want that for the first Women's Money in the Bank. I want a clear winner. I also do not... 30 seconds. I also do not want Lana to win the women's title on SmackDown. That would be awful. I do not want to see Lana as the champion, have her job out, or have her do like some sort of crazy like DQ finish, count out, something. Do not put the belt on Lana. Keep it on Naomi. She's an awesome champion. Where am I at?
All right, you got time to go home.
Time to bring it home?
Yep, time to bring it home.
Thanks for listening.
You still have 5 seconds.
Thanks for listening again.
There you go. That's 8 minutes with Scott.
It's weird not having somebody to riff off of, though, because you were fairly quiet during all of that.
I was letting you go, dude. I was like, you know what? As I said earlier in the show, work has just sucked. And no ands, ifs, or buts. We're short-staffed, and it's just been rough lately.
No, that's cool. I don't mind that, dude. That's fine.
And I was like, I haven't even thought up of a secret question. I got home today, and I was like, oh, my God, I haven't even thought of a secret question because I was looking over the notes. And I was like, I don't even have a question. Perfect. I'm going to just let Scott go for 8 minutes.
But you see, this is what I'm talking about with the fantasy thing. It always ties back around to who can get you points. And you start to think about that, and you get upset with guys that are like threats to getting you points, i.e. Baron Corbin. So it's just, I can't wait until we're all in a league together and you guys get to see how much fun it is. It's really a lot of fun. And for those that aren't in the league, start thinking about making one of your own, because they're really so much fun. You get 5-6 people together, draft your own teams, and it's a blast. And you'll do what I did, and you're riffing on guys, and you're talking about angles, and it's because you're constantly watching the product.
Well, it's like fantasy football, man. Like on Monday nights, I'm usually watching wrestling, but then all of a sudden I got to watch this Niner and Kansas City Chiefs game just because my kicker Phil Dawson's going in the game and I need him to get like 3 30-yard field goals. And I'm like, oh my God, I need Phil Dawson to do good. I'm watching Sunday night football for a kicker.
Well, think about this. I'm rooting for Roman Reigns every week.
Are you changing your opinion on Roman Reigns?
You know, he really pissed me off last year with that whole wellness violation. I was very clear on a podcast or two that I was pissed at him.
Right.
And I was booing the crap out of him just like everybody else was, because I was mad. You know, they handed him a top spot and he blew it. I'm starting to warm up to him again. It helped having him on my roster last season and again this season. And honestly, if I get the chance, I'll take him again next season too. He's been a consistent point getter for me. And his in-ring work it's always been good. I'm not one of those guys that's going to be dumb enough to yell, Roman can't wrestle. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's absolutely idiotic.
It completely is. You can say what you want about his character and the way he's booked, whatever. That's your opinion. Don't say the guy can't wrestle. That's crap. He can wrestle. So I don't want to harp on Roman too much. He has a lot of detractors, and this is a figure podcast, not a wrestling podcast. But to answer your question, yes, I am warming back up to Roman Reigns again. I'm happy I didn't burn his autographed figure, because I almost did.
Did
not
you really?
Really, but I was mad. I was, no.
Oh, okay.
I almost did sell it, though.
Next week, I'll have a secret question for you.
Okay. Absolutely. You know, you should ask special guest Sean for a secret question for me.
I'll do that. He'll probably have one right on the spot, too.
Oh, I'm sure he would. He's good at stuff like that.
So, Scott, we're going to be hitting up our next segment, our new segment, another segment. I got to write down our segments, dude. This segment is called Everybody Has a Price, and I think everybody knows what music is attached to it.
Shane McMahon's music?
Dude, that would actually work.
Not as good as the music that's coming up, though.
Scott, before we get into Everybody Has a Price, we have an audio question. And the audio question comes from Big_Bane.
Nice, Brother Bane. Bring in a question. I love it.
Breaker and Brains podcast. You can always find it. BreakerandBane.com. You can find it on iTunes. Breaker and Bane's Power Hour drops every Sunday along with this show. Always a great fun listen with those guys over there. And we're going to be joining them here pretty soon, dude.
Yep. Can't wait. It's always a good time.
So let's get into Bane's question.
Jeff and Scott, Big_Bane on Twitter/Instagram here, and I have a question, and it's a doozy. Out of these two teams, which would you rather see as an elite battle pack? Two-pack, whatever they call it. LOD 2000, complete with headgear and the biker shorts gimmick that that Animal had on. Or LOD Animal and Heidenreich. Let me know, guys. I'm really curious.
Thank you for that question, Big_Bane. You can find him on Twitter. Bane actually has a new album coming out. It's going to come out July 14th. It is called Bane's World. Yes, you can find Bane's other music on iTunes. You can find this one on iTunes also. If you go into iTunes and search Bane or Bane's World, that should pull up the album. Again, that drops July 14th. 16th. He has a lot of wrestling references in his music. It's great, man. It's great. And he also has a video on YouTube that's going to be coming out here shortly that is stop motion with wrestling figures.
Awesome.
So, Scott, let's get into Bane's question. I think we should answer this with, which one would we be more disappointed with if Mattel decided to do either one of these?
Exactly. And it's funny, when I listened to this question, I was like, man, I've actually passed on all of those figures in the past. Every single one of those figures I have passed on.
So the question that is posed, which one would we want to see more, LOD 2000 or Heidenreich and Animal?
As most likely the biggest LOD fan hosting this podcast, I can honestly say if I had to pick one, it would be LOD 2000 because that is the original Hawk and Animal, not the second coming of the Legion of Doom. Well, I guess really the third coming since Draws was part of it at one point. But the third coming, I guess, would be Heidenreich and Animal. This is rough. This is like, I think I would rather have a drunk Hawk figure. Like,
oh, too soon.
Both teams really, like, it's great that Heidenreich and Animal were champions. That's cool because Animal had kind of like one last hurrah. But man, it just tough to watch, and LOD 2000 was just so rough and just but if I had to pick, I've got to go with the original OG. You got to go Hawk and Animal, even though it is an LOD 2000 form. If I had to pick an Elite Hall of Fame 2-pack, I guess it would be LOD 2000.
I have to agree with you. One, I never liked Heidenreich.
Agree.
And then when they slapped him with Animal, I was like, what? You know, like, really? Oh, yeah, that's what you're going with? Okay, that's the direction. Okay. Wasn't a fan of that incarnation of LOD, so I have to agree with you. LOD 2000, it's like, which ugly baby is cuter?
LOD 2000, really, let's face it, that was the end of the Legion of Doom as we knew it. That officially killed off the Road Warriors, that gimmick. Because then they brought in Draws and tried to make that happen. And then we had Hawk with the drunk angle. We were pushed off the Titantron. And then we had Animal and Heidenreich years later after Hawk's death. That was nowhere near what the Road Warriors brought to the table. So really, LOD 2000 was the beginning of the end, or literally was the end for the Road Warriors. That is a really, really hard question that Bane just threw at us, man. We had to pick one. We couldn't be like, none of them, moving on. We had to pick one, and I guess it would be LOD 2000, Elite Hall of Fame 2-pack.
So thank you, Bane, for your question. And again, you can find Bane's new album on iTunes. It's called Bane's World. It's a rap album. It does have a lot of wrestling references. And you can follow him on Twitter at @big_Bane. You can also go over to breakerandbane.com. Use that Amazon link in the upper left-hand corner. Apparently, from Scott's point of view, I'm buying suppositories. So
yes.
Yeah, I did. I haven't received the suppositories yet, but I guess I'm buying them now.
They seem really uncomfortable, like, to wear.
And I guess I'm
how you'd walk around with those.
And I guess I'm using Breaker and Bane's Amazon link for it.
Discounts on suppositories. I'm sure that's what the link was intended for.
So again, thank you, big_Bane. Scott, new segment. Everybody has a price. I need you to tell everyone that is listening how this game works.
Yes. So how this game works is we're going to take weekly turns. This week being my turn to ask Jeff, I'm going to give him 2 to 4 action figures over the course of all of the wrestling figures that have been released so far. I'm going to give him between 2 and 4 action figures, wrestling figures, and he's going to have to tell me from top to bottom in order which one is most expensive to which one is least expensive. Hence the name of the segment, Everybody's Got a Price.
And you're pulling these numbers from eBay, correct?
Current auctions on eBay, yes. And based on prices I've seen in the past as well, but primarily current auctions on eBay, what are they worth right now?
Okay, I am ready for my 4. Now, by the way, did you just pull a couple of auctions for each figure and kind of do an average, or did you just go by one?
Some of them I didn't have a choice because there were only... So in some cases, there was only one available.
Okay.
But in the cases where there were multiple, I did take an average.
Now, do I also have to figure out the dollar amount?
You don't have to, but it would be more impressive if you did.
Okay. I'll try. That'll be like extra credit. I'll try to do that.
Yes. Bonus points for you.
Okay.
So being that this is the inaugural Everybody Has a Price, this week Everybody Has a Price for Scott Toon, I've chosen 4 figures. Technically 5, that you need to guess from top to bottom, most expensive to least expensive, throwing out guessed dollar amounts.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to write them down so I can look them over.
Please let me know when you're ready, and I will provide you with the names.
Proceed.
First up, and these are all, keep in mind, these are all mint on card, not loose. These are carded or in box, whatever the case may be for that specific figure, not okay. Loose. Okay, first up. From the LJN family, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Okay.
Second, from the Hasbro family, Dusty Rhodes.
Okay.
Third, again from the LJN family, the Hart Foundation Mint In Box Tag Team.
Ooh.
I knew you'd like that one.
Okay.
And last but not least, from the Hasbro family, Green Card Yokozuna.
Okay, so I'm going top to bottom, expensive to least expensive.
Yes, most expensive to least expensive. And throwing out guessed dollar amounts.
Okay, so for the most expensive, I'm going to say the Hasbro Dusty Rhodes.
Incorrect.
Oh, so it is the LJN Hart Foundation?
It is, yes. Based on current auctions on eBay, and also based on what I've seen, because do you remember on Facebook, I've sent you a couple of links of guys that have had the Hart Foundation in the past. There is currently an auction on eTeams. All mint in box. Killer Bees, Strike Force, Hart Foundation. Would you like to guess the total dollar amount for all three of those in the one lot?
$2,300?
Higher.
$32.
Higher.
No way. Really?
I'm not kidding you. I don't joke when it comes to wrestling figures, sir.
$4,600?
You were really close right there. $4,500.
For all three?
For all three, Strike Force, Hart Foundation, Killer Bees, Mint Inbox.
Oh my God.
Yes. So just dividing that by three, and based on prices I've seen in the past, they go between $1,100 and $1,500.
Well, you just
gave
mint away,
in the box.
You just gave away my Hart Foundation one.
Oh. What were you going to guess?
For the Hart Foundation, I was going to guess $1,250.
You see, you would have been right there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you would have been right about there because I was going to say between $1,200 and $1,500. Or 11 and 1500.
Didn't you see the price for the Hart Foundation on...
Well, no, there's currently no Hart Foundations on eBay.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
They're up
okay.
there loose, but the only ones that are carded are part of that that lot with the Killer Bees and Strike Force.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep. So just shaving that dollar amount into three, that's 1500, but I've seen them between 11 and 15.
Once you said that the Hart Foundation was the most expensive, then I knew that dollar amount was high.
Oh yeah, dude, it's ridiculous. To give you an idea of how expensive the Hart Foundation are, just the tag team poster. Now keep in mind, the Hart Foundation was really singles. So you could buy them as singles, and the posters in each figure just represented that specific figure. So Bret Hart came with a Bret Hart poster. But if you bought the tag team, it came with a tag team Hart Foundation poster. Just that poster goes for like $125 on eBay right now.
Oh my God.
Just the poster, dude. A piece of paper.
That's ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But I don't regret opening them for 1 second.
So for the second figure.
Yes.
I have to go Dusty Hasbro.
And you would be correct.
Okay. So the dollar amount that I'm guessing on that one is $450.
There's one on there right now.
Uh-huh.
With 15 watchers, no bids. $1,000.
What?
Perfect card.
$1,000?
$1,000. Mint on card. Perfect card.
So I've seen the Dusty Hasbro on eBay numerous times, and each time I've seen it, it's always been between $400 to $600. I've never seen $1,000.
Yeah, that one's pretty crazy. I've seen more in line with what you've seen, so I'm more tempted to put that dollar amount between five and six. Just exactly what you said, between like four and six. I'm saying more like five or six, mint on card, but there's one up there now for $1,000.
So number three has to be the LJN Bam Bam.
And you would be incorrect.
Really?
Yokozuna Hasbro is more expensive. That green card, dude.
Yeah, that's true.
That green card series is super expensive. I feel bad for people that have to go back and complete that set now if they're trying to do mint on card. That is not nice to your wallet.
So the green card Yokozuna, I'm going to have to say green card Yokozuna. I will go 375.
Dude, you are 380.
Oh.
You're right there. Excellent work, sir.
Thank you.
It's like you've played this game before.
It's the inaugural one. So the LJN Bam Bam, I'm going to say carded to 250.
There's one ongoing right now. It's got a bunch of bids, like 20 bids or something like that. It's going for $150, but it's got bid, like a lot of bids. So they started them low intentionally to get a lot of action on the figure. Most of the buy it nows that are up there, though, are between 225 and 300.
225. Okay, cool. I was in.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, you're pretty much right in the ballpark on all of them, dude. I'm impressed. I've got to say, excellent job for the inaugural episode of Everybody Has a Price.
You know what? I said Dusty Hasbro first because I was thinking 400 to 600 for Dusty. I was thinking four. If Dusty wasn't number one, then I knew the Hart Foundation were going to be lower at about 400.
You knew they were close.
But when you said that they were, the Hart Foundation were number one, I knew right then. I was like, okay, those things are going for bank and has to be about $1,200.
Yeah. Yeah. They are quite a bit, man. Mint on card, even loose. You can fetch quite a bit of money for them if you have them loose, if you're looking to sell. They still move.
Gotcha. Wow, dude. That was actually a good segment. I like that one, man.
Yeah, I wanted to go completely old school. I didn't want any new Mattels or anything in there for the inaugural episode. I just wanted full-on old school. And in honor of Marty DeRosa, I think maybe we start sprinkling some Galoobs into this segment.
We can do that. We can do that. By the way, how great was last week, man? Last week, between the shirt, we got a tweet from Marty DeRosa, a comedian that is heavily into wrestling and also collecting action figures, wrestling figures, I should say.
Mostly Galoobs.
Mostly Galoobs. What else happened? Last week was a blur, dude. Again, I keep going back to this, but that's how drained I am. But between work and all the excitement that was going on around the podcast.
Yeah.
Last week was a blur, dude, honestly.
Yeah, new merch. I mean, not just talking about the new shirt design, but I'm talking about like new merch that we're actively discussing right now.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, there was so much going on. So it was like the bad was work. The good was the podcast and just all the excitement and all the stuff going on.
Absolutely.
Around that. So, Scott, that wraps up episode 73. And regarding that new shirt, head on over to whatamaneuver.net. Pick up that Fully Posable Classically Jacked t-shirt. You can also still pick up the Fully Posable Goes Retro t-shirt. Pick those up at whatamaneuver.net, WHATAMANEUVER.net. Again, you can also follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Snapchat, at Fully Posable, Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. Go back and listen to any of our past podcasts, fullyposablepodcast.com, SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcast from. Please give us those 5-star skis on iTunes. And email us any audio questions like big_Bane did at fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. And Scott, we said it last week, and I'm saying it again, thank you to everyone who's picked up the Fully Posable Classically Jacked t-shirt.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. And if you can, please send us a picture of the shirt or send us a picture of you wearing the shirt. I know a bunch of our listeners have put out pictures on Twitter of them wearing our Fully Posable shirts, not just at autograph signings, but out toy hunting. And apparently our shirt is a tremendous source of good luck.
Yes.
So I'm not making any promises, but you might find that Macho Man defining moments a lot faster if you're wearing your Fully Posable shirt.
And we've had one listener even tweet us and say that even wearing the shirt, like to work underneath his uniform, has brought him good luck at work.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We're all about good fortune around here, be it finding figures, getting a raise, just having a good day. It's all good things.
Yep. Yep. So, Scott, that wraps up episode 73. I was actually thinking for the 100th episode, I know we're a little bit of ways, but I'm going to have you read the beginning spiel.
I would love to.
I'm going to have you give that a go, but that's down the road.
Or just do the whole episode backwards. Like we start off, I'll say happy toy hunting, and we'll just work backwards. I don't know why.
Dude, my mind would be blown, dude.
For no good reason other than episode 100.
Do a reverse episode.
Exactly.
Oh, dude, that would be hilarious.
Just go backwards. No good reason. So we'll end up with welcoming people to the podcast.
Oh, that'd be great. So Scott Ford, episode 73. Anything else?
Buy the new shirt and take it out so you can have happy toy hunting.
Yes. And also, if you are wearing it to any WWE event, any show, indie show, anything, tweet it out. We'll retweet it. That will mean a lot to us. Hashtag Fig Life. Adios.